Let's find out what's going on with your money. The stock market fell for a fourth day in a row Friday, had its worst week in nearly 2 years. This morning, the futures are off, so it's a good time to ask syndicated columnist and investment advisor Terry Savage what is going to happen next. Hi, Terry.
I knew it. I knew you'd call because you only call when the market's going down, not when it's going up. Now, don't I say that every time?
Well, people want to know, is this the big correction?
I'm not sure. I think there is. Well, we are in a correction for the NASDAQ for sure. We're down 14% from the highs. It's six down days for the Dow. And looks like we'll be down 175 points or so in the opening. Interestingly, Bitcoin, which you know traded at 68,000 earlier this year, is now trading this morning at 33,250, more or less. So that's had, almost, it's a 50% decline. So that's what a bear market looks like. I think everybody's taken for granted these last couple of years that, sure, they may back off, but they're always going to go higher. And now we've had a little bit of a change. Suddenly we have the Federal Reserve no longer putting money into the economy, but getting ready to suck it out and also raise interest rates. And that's changed the dynamics. We have inflation, which the Federal Reserve made a mistake on and was way behind the curve. And we have some geopolitical things going on in the world that are a little scary. So it's not, the bottom line is, it's not going to be so easy this year. And we are definitely going to see a lot more volatility. And the Fed meets this week, by the way. So that's why the scare right now. What will they do? How fast will they go?
At this hour, looking at futures, it looks like it's going to be a tough day again. Is this what's happening now all about Ukraine?
Oh, no. I don't even think that's a minuscule part of it. It's all about the combination of we have inflation. Over the long run, stocks beat inflation. I stress the 20-year long run periods. But it's hurting corporate earnings. Corporations, this is earnings seasons where the big companies report. High-tech stocks have been hit badly already because as costs go up, profit margins go down. And that happens in every company that if you see wages rising, it cuts into earnings. So there's this whole sudden second look at the market. Is it a guaranteed sure thing? Absolutely not. In fact, we could have quite a dip here. This is not, I want to stress, as scary, I think, as I felt 2 years ago when we talked just as COVID was starting just 2 years ago now. And I said, wait, this economy could shut down. That'll be scary. We're still working. We're still growing. The question is whether the stock market will reflect that.
And is this a good time to be in cash to try to scoop up deals?
Okay. So here's the interesting thing. The worst investment is my favorite one, chicken money, the money you can't afford to lose, because we see inflation currently running around 7%, and in the bank, your chicken money gets a half of 1%. So over the last year, everybody said, enough with this half of 1% stuff, I'll go buy stocks. Now we have stocks in what I would call weak hands, but everybody said there's no alternative but stocks. Why would you lose money in the bank? Here's the moment of truth. We're going to see, remember, a year ago, I remember Robinhood and the meme stocks. Mm-hmm. We brought a whole new generation in. Everybody was still quarantining. We didn't have vaccines around. And they were just gambling on the stock market. And so though they thought it was easy money. Now they're going to see that the market falls equally, but it falls faster. And so you're going to have a lot of shakeout. And I think you're seeing that in things like Bitcoin. I know you're short on time. Let me divide this into three categories. You'll be in the last. The first category is your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. You're putting $300 a month automatically in your 401k. This is not the end of America. Keep putting that money in, even though you see headlines and markets down, bull bear market 20%, that kind of thing if it comes. Just keep doing that. You're in your 50s, mid-50s, 60s, looking forward to retirement. You've had a huge boom. Your 401k is so huge, not because you're a genius, but because it was a bull market. Switch to more conservative things inside your 401k, maybe an equity income fund. But for everybody who's now retired, you want to have more cash on hand, especially if you're at the stage where you have to take money out every year, those distributions. So I would have enough cash liquidity in your retirement plan to have at least 2 years of your RMD. Mm-hmm. You just got your year-end statements. You know what you have to take out for the year ahead. Raise the cash now, not selling stocks when they may be down lower.
Let me say it. That's the savage truth. More at TerrySavage.com. Always good to talk to you, Terry. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.